This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is totally free. Board up. We've got some commercials there in the background. I want to eliminate those. Again, the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. And still to come here tonight, we got lots to talk about. Try to pack it all in here. Waterboarding. It is not a fun sport. We'll explain to you exactly what that is and who supports it. The broken windows of government, plus the Senate voting to increase fines on broadcasters, Dr. Kevorkian dying in jail, and a positive story about an encounter with the police. Not that the police were being positive, but that the people stood up to them and it worked. We'll give you the details there. But we're in the middle of an email, actually, continuing it over from last hour from Jacob. And we just didn't get to this last portion. He says, I've also got some questions about the free marketeer views. And I consider myself a free marketeer. Is there a solution to the free rider problem? Asked Jacob. For services such as the fire department, I don't see how operating on an individual subscription service would work. Is a free market against a community collectively hiring services like a fire department? For instance, Community A has XYZ services, and by choosing to live in the community, you accept the cost of those services? Well, yes. That could absolutely happen in a free market, so long as everyone in that community was under the same agreement. And the term community is such a it's such a nebulous term. And really, community can mean all of the people living within a neighborhood, it can mean all of the people living within a city, or all the people living within an entire state. So what do you mean by community? Well, in the case of a neighborhood, it would be pretty easy to arrange fire service for an entire neighborhood. Like, around here, there's all kinds of gated communities and that sort of thing, and when you purchase a home in one of these gated communities, you're agreeing to usually a pretty restrictive set of deed restrictions. You know, things that tell you you can't paint your house yellow, you know, you can't have bushes above 4 feet in your front yard. Your grass,
three in my neighborhood.
Really? Wow. Your grass has to be kept to a certain height. All, you know, all kinds of different restrictions. And people are more than willing to say yes to this because they want to ensure that they're going to live in a place where everyone else will be under the same set of rules. And that's fine. Personally, I don't want to live in a place like that, so I choose not to. But in this case, if you were to want to go into a certain neighborhood, one of the restrictions might simply be that you must use X fire, you know, Mark's Fire Service to protect your home if you live in this neighborhood, because all of the houses use Mark's Fire Service. And if you don't want to use his service, then you can't live here. So that would be one way that everyone in a community could agree to be served by the same fire company.
Well, fire departments have evolved over time, and I can't tell you what the statistics are today, but I know that when I was a volunteer firefighter, and I think it was 99, the number was 92% of the fire stations in America, 92%, that's pretty exclusive,
right,
were all volunteer.
Sure.
And another 4% were volunteer and paid mixed. And then that left the remaining 4% as paid departments.
Right, and most of those volunteer departments are in more rural areas, and that's, of course, 97%, you know, 96% of America is rural.
Right.
So that's why. So I'm presenting this in an urban setting where there's not going to be that volunteer situation where there might actually be competing fire companies around town. They obviously wouldn't have to do very much work, but we wouldn't have to pay them as much either like we do today. So it would be a totally different situation. So, yes, communities could contract together in order to have the same services. But what about outside of the gated community? What about outside of these planned communities? Well, you know, for somebody like me that wants to live in a non-deed restricted area where I can do what I want with my property, what about the free rider problem in that situation? What about a street where you have 10 houses and only 5 of the 10 houses have fire coverage? What about that? What happens if one of the houses that doesn't have the coverage catches on fire?
Well, it certainly endangers the ones that do have the coverage.
Correct. So how can we solve that? I have some ideas.
Okay, you go ahead, because I don't, this whole free market fire thing, I think that fire departments have taken care of themselves up to this point. I don't think we need paid fire departments. I think that they do a lot of things.
Well, let the market decide, okay?
I just don't think we need them.
I think that in an urban situation, I think you probably would need to have a professional fire department, because there's so many different properties so close together Just having a couple guys stow a truck at someone's house, I don't think it's going to be too effective. But anyway, we can argue all we want about how it would organize itself. We don't know. We don't know what the market would do if it was allowed to actually be free in the world of fire protection. But let's just imagine that you've got a street with 10 houses on it. 5 of the 10 are not protected by any fire company. It would seem to me that, A, it would be hard to get insurance on your house if you didn't have a fire protection option. Okay, so in a marketplace, an insurance company would probably absolutely insist that you have some sort of fire protection. In fact, to get the insurance policy, it would come with most likely some sort of fire protection. And
insurance companies used to give bounties to fire departments that put out fires.
Really?
So they, you know, that's how it worked in New York City for quite some time.
Well, and if there was, for instance, if I lived next door to some guy that didn't even want to spend the money to buy insurance on his house, he just didn't care. He's, well, let my house burn down. I don't care. I'll build another one. But that would put me at risk, right? So therefore, perhaps my insurance rate might go up a bit because because the guy next door doesn't have insurance. So my insurance company might charge me a little bit more for, you know, uninsured neighbor coverage, basically. You know, the idea that a fire might cross the border, therefore I'd still be covered in the event that his fire did come across my border, and my fire department would, you know, be there, Johnny on the spot, to protect my house, essentially. So that's what I'm thinking, and who knows what the marketplace would come up with. Anyway, he says, I've heard a little bit about protection agencies, back to Jacob's email, but what happens when those agencies get just as big as the government? Although it may take a number of years, it's not an impossibility. If any one company got large enough, it could close the market by force and set itself as the rulers. I know it's somewhat of an extreme, but I just can't quite figure out how the market could provide personal property rights. And so, once again, here we are. We're talking about the sort of private protection idea, which, for some reason, is a really scary idea to a lot of people. The idea that that competing protection services would somehow be more dangerous than this bumbling, idiotic government that we have? This government that claims to protect and serve? Well, it doesn't really protect and serve you and I. It protects and serves itself. As we've seen time and time again, stories of police malfeasance on the parts of the high-level bureaucrats in these organizations. I mean, one thing's for sure, there's no doubt the system is bad to the core. There are some good people in it, but they're pretty ineffective because they're working in a bad system. So if we actually did have competing protection services, the odds that one of them would be able to become so big as to literally take over an entire area by force is the same odds that Walmart would become so big to where they could just waltz right into Kmart and kill all the people in there and shut the store down.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like that would happen. But I don't
can
know about
happen
this whole private protection agency thing.
I know, it scares you.
It's really not my thing.
Okay, I understand that. But
I believe the government should provide protection from foreign invaders, and
nice
local government. Local government should provide police.
Nice. That's a nice thing to believe in. Unfortunately, they do provide the police, and the police provide themselves with access to our money and in our lives. And
I think
they screw us.
If we stop the drug war, that police would
be a huge help.
Would be held much in a much tighter rein because
they wouldn't be as corrupt.
The diminishment we've seen of our rights over the years have been largely based on the drug war.
Absolutely. You'll get no disagreement from me on that. But nonetheless, just talking about private competition, look at all the other marketplace, you know, the other industries where there's competition. One company can only get so big before another company starts up and says, hey, that big old protection service, they're charging an awful lot these days, aren't they? Why don't you come here to Mark's Protection Service? We'll do it for half the price, and we'll do twice as good of a job. People will start going with the competitors.
That's what happened with Standard Oil.
That's what the marketplace is all about, competition. And it's good for us. 800-259-9231. Coming up, man, what you're going to tell me, or Mark, you're going to tell me about waterboarding. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
United States Pharmacopeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals, with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, Saturday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is totally free, including the live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show as well as a dial-up version. Both of them free. FreeTalkLive.com. Plus, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you going to just talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that is freestateproject.org. What's this waterboarding thing all about, man? Which sounds like a really fun sport, but I have a feeling that's not quite what it is.
Not exactly. Before I start, I want to read Wikipedia's definition of waterboarding.
Okay.
I could give it a shot myself, but Wikipedia does a pretty good job. So.
Very good.
The modern practice of waterboarding involves tying the victim to a board with the head lower than the feet so that he or she is unable to move. Got it?
Feet? Head's lower than the feet, so all your blood's rushing to your head as well, then.
Right.
Okay.
It's more important on as far as the breathing goes here, and you'll see in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
A piece of cloth is held tightly over the face, and water is poured onto the cloth. Breathing is extremely difficult, and the victim will be in fear of imminent death by asphyxiation. However, it is relatively difficult to aspirate a large amount of water since the lungs are higher than the mouth, and the victim is unlikely actually to die if this is done by skilled practitioners.
Okay.
Waterboarding may be used by captors who wish to impose anguish without leaving marks on their victims as evidence.
Let me see if I understand this. The head is lower than the feet. There's a cloth placed over the face, tied tightly to the mouth, or where?
Right.
Okay, and then they pour water onto the cloth.
Right.
So the water doesn't actually go into the person's mouth. It just kind of
makes the cloth thick. Right,
makes
very
it hard
thick.
To breathe through.
Right. A lot of times they actually use cellophane to do this, too.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, the CIA officers have subjected themselves to waterboarding technique lasted an average of 14 seconds before caving in. They said the Al-Qaeda's toughest prisoner, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, won the admiration of interrogators when he was able to last over 2 minutes before beginning to confess.
Oh, my goodness.
That's how crazy this is. The person believes that they're being killed, and as such, it really amounts to mock execution, which is illegal under international law. Now,
so it's just
America's doing this.
It makes it so hard to breathe that you believe you're going to die when, in fact, you might not. Chance that you will.
You probably won't.
I mean, if you're having that much trouble breathing, and so it's interesting. Obviously, I don't want to try this. Go ahead.
You know, the thing is if you do die, the CIA is torturing you,
yeah.
And you do die from waterboarding, no one will ever know.
That's true.
Now, we had the great torture debate here in America a few months ago, 6 months, and it's sort of been washed away. Well, there's another little tidbit here.
Okay. Do share.
See, at the Senate Intelligence Committee hearing Thursday on General Michael V. Hyden's nomination to head the CIA, Senator Dianne Feinstein, who's pink socialist, so you know.
Okay.
Asked the committee a simple question.
There are a bunch of socialists up there. Go ahead.
Yeah, ask the nominee, a simple question. Is waterboarding an acceptable interrogation technique? General Hyden responded, "Let me defer that to closed session. I'd be happy to discuss it in some detail."
Wow.
Yeah, this
he
is the wrong
He doesn't want to
talk
in front of the press.
Right. He doesn't want to say what he thinks is an acceptable technique, that it is an acceptable technique.
It's a simple question.
Right.
That's a yes or no question.
Right.
You either think it is or it's not.
Right.
What's the discussion?
In my opinion, the only acceptable answer for a CIA director nominee is no, absolutely not. The CIA will not participate in this sort of activity.
In my opinion, the only acceptable answer is I'm going to destroy the CIA.
You know, when I hear the national anthem and I see that flag waving, I do not think of torturing Muslim people by making them think that they're drowning to death.
What if we can save one life? What if we can save 100 lives? What if you knew that you could save 100 lives by engaging in waterboarding on one man? Would you do it?
I do not want to make this technique institutional. I do trust the law enforcement and military apparatus in this country to torture people when necessary, because they're going to do that. They're going to. If I really did think I could actually save the World Trade Center from being blown apart by torturing one guy, you can believe I'd take care of that real right quick. But it should not be institutional. It should not be, higher.
So, are you saying that they should be allowed to do it?
Oh, I'm not saying they should be allowed to do it. I should be put in jail after I'm caught for doing such a thing. But you can
believe if you saved 100 lives.
If it's my job, I think that the jury will probably take that into consideration at my trial.
I see what you're saying.
I think that the law enforcement officers in this country will do that if that's what's necessary to be done at the time, and they should face some kind of.
I see. So you're saying that on an institutional level, there should be a just say no to torture.
Absolutely.
But if they do it on an individual basis, they're breaking the law. They should be punished for it. They should be willing to. You're saying that the individual should be willing to take the risk of breaking the law against torture in order to save people.
If we're hiring the kind of people that I want to see hired for law enforcement and military, then I think that absolutely they will do it. I would do it.
You'd torture somebody.
If I thought that it was actually going to stop, and that's the thing, it's not. And it's ridiculous to put this scenario together that I'm somehow going to make the nuclear bomb, I'm going to find the nuclear bomb in the stadium kind of scenario.
Well, because studies have shown that when you torture somebody to get information out of them, you'll get information all right,
mm-hmm.
but just enough to stop the torture.
Right.
It won't necessarily be true.
And it's not likely to be true.
What do you do in that case? If you've got somebody on your waterboard and you're torturing the heck out of them and, you know, tell me where they are. Tell me where they are. Oh, okay, I'll tell you. They're 20 miles away in a warehouse. And then you go and you check the warehouse out and it's empty. Then they come back. All right, we're putting you back on the waterboard. Tell us where they are. Tell
us where
they are.
We're really going to pour some water over your head.
I mean, really, what good is it going to do? It's totally ineffective. It does not result in what anybody is suggesting that it actually does, and that is honest answers about what they're looking for. What are you going to do? Come back and kill them?
I don't know.
800-259-9231, if you think that torture is acceptable, if you think waterboarding is acceptable, if you think this is a good idea for America, you must be out there. I mean, General Hayden thinks it's an okay idea, so there must be people listening that think it's a peachy keen idea. 1-800-259-9231.
From the Washington Post, Congress banned cruel, degrading, and inhumane treatment of detainees. One of its explicit aims was to stop CIA's use of waterboarding, which induces an excruciating sensation of drowning and is considered by most human rights organizations.
Also drowning.
What did I say?
I said drowned. Drowning.
Drowning.
You said drowning.
Okay, whatever.
Go ahead.
Thanks. You should be an English teacher, not a talk show host. Organizations constitute torture. So, couldn't General Hayden say that the technique was now off limits? I mean, couldn't he?
Few issues facing
the next CIA director are more important than what to do about the agency's network of secret prisons which it is holding and abusively interrogating high-ranking Al-Qaeda operatives. General Hayden acknowledged...
We've heard reports just from regular old Americans. This one guy was picked up and taken to the Sudan and locked into one of these underground prisons, essentially, and he was tortured for nothing. He was tortured and starved for absolutely nothing. There was like a case of mistaken identity or something like that. I mean, crazy. Not just high-level ranking people in Al-Qaeda, but regular American citizens are being taken to these places. It's very scary. 1-800-259-9231. But if it just saves one life, this is your show. What do you think? Is torture ever appropriate? We want to know. 1-800-259-9231. And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Speaking of death, Dr. Death, we got an update on him. Coming up, Free Talk Live.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought it was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. Then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes this debris so toenails look clear. This summer I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com, we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the show. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a listener map. It's map.freetalklive.com. As a matter of fact, over 1,300 of our listeners from around the world have added themselves to it, and you can get on the map as well. Go to map.freetalklive.com to get all the details. So we're just finished up talking about torture and how bad of an idea it is and how ineffective it is, but yet there must be some people in America that think it's a good idea. We know the government people think so, and there must be someone listening to the show that thinks so. You're just afraid to call in, I guess. 800-259-9231. We won't torture you. I'm just going to ask you some questions. That's all. Just some questions.
It seems so anti-American to me.
Well, let's actually go to the phones. There is a call about torture. It's Chris from WXNT in Indianapolis. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live and with Ian and Mark.
Sure, I'm all for the torture.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Statement on that, Chris?
Well, no, not a prepared statement. Okay. I just picked up the radio station. No, I feel like if they're going to play dirty, I think we should play dirtier.
Who's they?
Who is they?
Terrorists.
Uh-huh. The terrorists. What's a terrorist? I mean, like, we're trying to corner you. The thing is, this terrorist terminology is really strange. Who is a terrorist? Is a drug dealer a terrorist? Because I've been told by television commercials that you're a terrorist if you buy drugs.
No. I think people who are...
No, do they have to wear a turban?
No, unless they want to.
Timothy McVeigh, terrorist?
Sure.
Okay.
What defines... Okay, we can keep asking individuals, but what defines a terrorist to you, Chris?
Someone who would want to take innocent life on a mass scale.
On a mass scale. What do you consider mass?
Oh, two or more.
So, wait, now, hold on a second. So you're telling me that if somebody takes innocent life on a mass scale, that qualifies them as a terrorist, and therefore it's okay to use torture against those individuals to glean information, that sort of thing?
Definitely.
Would you say it'd be okay to fight back against those terrorists and possibly kill them?
Yes.
Okay. So in that case, then, would you say it's all right for us to overthrow our government by force and kill them?
Oh, well, I wouldn't consider our government terrorists.
Well, now, hold on a second, Chris. Our government has been responsible, and all the other governments around the world have been responsible for the deaths of millions and millions and millions, uncounted of them, millions of people, innocent lives, from around the world during the 20th century alone. Government is by far the biggest terrorist on the face of the planet. And yet you just discount all those millions of innocent lives that were killed because for some reason it's okay that the government took the lives. Is that right?
Well, you know, when you put it that way, that's true. However, what are you considering? Maybe you talked about it earlier. What do you recommend doing with them?
With terrorists?
Yeah.
I don't know what a terrorist is, precisely. I know what a criminal is. I precisely know what a criminal is. And I would say that if we are over in their country or their region and we get blown up, we deserve it. That's what I say.
Well, now, we need to bring our troops home. I mean, that's
absolutely
the most important thing. What we want to talk about is...
And if we don't have our troops over there, they wouldn't have flown planes into our buildings in the first place.
Absolutely.
I mean, and that's what Osama bin Laden said.
So it's America's fault.
Do I think that it's America's fault?
No, America didn't fly the plane.
I think that it is the United States of America's government's foreign policy that caused the, you know, the sets of, that was a portion of the set of dominoes. Would you like me to read off a litany of our, you know, our interactions in the Middle East over the 20th century? Because
no,
it's huge.
Sure.
Okay.
So
you agree
with that. You guys, are you guys anarchist or are you just against the American government?
I'm a libertarian and I'm for small government.
I'm a free marketeer.
And I'm a converted Republican. And I'm of the opinion that government doesn't work very well. And I think most Republicans are of the opinion that government is inefficient.
But I don't think so.
I think that Republicans believe that once you put a gun in the hand of your bureaucrat or your civil servant, that suddenly he's a hero. And I'm not of that opinion.
I think Republicans seem to think that government works just fine as long as their guys are in charge of it. And that's obviously not the case. Chris, what do you think?
Well, just stuff I haven't thought about here.
Exactly. That's
you know, again, I just turned to you guys, so I have not been able to listen to what you're saying. You guys go contrary to what a lot of talk radio is. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing.
That's why we're here, because we're sick and tired of talk radio taking this stupid left versus right. You're either on the left or you're in the right or you're a moderate. Well, no, that's not the case. We think that there's more to politics than that. And people like us think that government is about the worst. You know, big government is about the worst thing that could ever happen to a free people.
I agree with you on that.
And it doesn't matter who's in charge.
I think Republicans have been just taking it and taking it and taking it from our leadership over time. I think that our leadership realizes that being in charge is really good for their big business buddies, and that they do what politicians do, which is reward their friends and punish their enemies.
Yep.
But we, Republicans, by and large, are either the Jerry Falwell ilk or they are the Barry Goldwater ilk. And the Barry Goldwater ilk are really sick and tired of what we're seeing here.
Chris, thanks for the call, man. Keep listening. We do this every Saturday night there on WXNT. Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. And, of course, we're live 6 nights a week at freetalklive.com across the country. 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Alan, listening on WXNT in Indianapolis. Alan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello,
what's going
Alan.
On? Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I kind of agree with Chris.
Yeah.
I think we ought to torture him.
Okay.
Who do you want to torture now, buddy?
Anybody that wears a turban on their head.
Well, yeah, you're being facetious.
I know you're being facetious, but here's the problem that Sikhs in America have, and Sikhs in Canada, too. A Sikh is a person who wears a turban on their head. They are not Muslims. They are not. Muslims wear fezes, they wear kufi caps, they wear all kinds of headgear, but one of them is not a turban. You've never met a Muslim with a turban.
No, but actually, 50 years from now, if you look back on this, this is going to be a religious war more so than anything else.
Maybe. I mean, we're certainly the people that we are fighting this war against.
This is Christians against Muslims.
I'm not so sure that I see it that way. I'm not sure I see it that way. I think there's a lot of conservative Republicans out there and a lot of people in America that thought, well, we got attacked and we're going to go back after them. I think that this really is an empire. It's about empire building, which is what America's been doing since before 1945. And I think that's what I see.
With Israel? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying that we've been building an empire, and we essentially are the world police.
From what perspective?
The perspective of going into countries around the world, whether it be the Middle East or South Korea or Germany, and placing military bases, U.S. taxpayer-funded military bases, over 700 of them,
in 135 countries.
Yes, in 135 countries, and essentially occupying the entire world. That's what we're doing.
And keeping the shipping lanes clear for everybody else. I mean, why don't the people in Singapore pay to keep the shipping lanes clear?
Where did we occupy Russia?
Occupy them? We didn't occupy Russia.
Okay.
So, okay, you win.
Okay, but... Okay.
135 nations, though.
That was our biggest empire, or they were our biggest rivals. Since the 1950s,
but we didn't even we didn't defeat them. They defeated themselves. The communist system crashed in on itself.
We defeated them.
No, sir, you are mistaken. we had absolutely nothing to do with the fall of communism.
That.
Hey, Alan, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Communism inevitably fails over time. And
communism stinks.
Nobody predicted the fall of the Soviet Union, just like they didn't predict the fall of the Berlin Wall either. Things happen quick. More coming back.
What has been deemed the healthiest oil on the earth? Virgin coconut oil. What did Woman's Day magazine call the miracle oil? Virgin coconut oil. Why have people reported increased energy, reduction in food craving, and an easier time losing weight? Virgin coconut oil. The answer is clear. It's time to switch to virgin coconut oil by Nourishing Planet. Made from organic coconuts, Nourishing Planet virgin coconut oil is produced in the pristine Fiji Islands. Using coconuts within hours of opening, Nourishing Planet virgin coconut oil retains more of the nutrition, including the tocotrienols, which are powerful vitamin E antioxidants. The minimally processed coconuts allow for delightful taste and the aroma of fresh coconuts. Order your Nourishing Planet virgin coconut oil by visiting ecoviva.com. That's ecoviva.com. Or call 1-866-680-8484. That's 1-866-680-8484.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month. And you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the Saturday edition of the show, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the bulletin board system. You can get interactive with us and over 1,200 of our listeners. They're all there. Topics from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all. bbs.freetalklive.com. In fact, there's over 100,000 posts for you to surf around through there. Totally free. bbs.freetalklive.com. We go to the phones. You take control of your airwaves. Paul in Delaware. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Hey, Paul.
Now, hey, check this out. I just want to put a shout-out real quick.
We don't do shout-outs.
What are you trying to say, Paul?
What am I trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not actually shouting out to anyone.
Okay.
Since we can't do shout-outs, let me get right to the point. It's unfortunate, but I guess it's not free talk.
Well, no, it's not. You get to bring up what you want, but you don't get to say, "Hey, Mom."
It'll deteriorate into. We've had this happen before, Paul.
Well, sorry about that, but it was just that, you know, I'm sitting here as an intelligent person, and I would like to say so much, but I don't have a radio station of my own, unfortunately, because no one has the sack to stand up because I guess bills got to be paid. But you were talking about communism to start off with, and how the communist system collapsed, and as we were going to break, I was saying to myself, what's going to be the excuse as the capitalist system continues to collapse as we watch it? But that's not what I want to speak about.
Well, now, hold on. Before you, since you brought it up, capitalism is not really what we're experiencing here in the United States. Capitalism has been sort of turned into a dirty word by popular culture and the mass media. Really, we don't have – capitalism can really truly only exist, I think, in a free market situation, and that's certainly not something that we have here. So really what we have in America is mostly a socialist system, socialist mentality.
Okay, what do you say to the communist who says the same thing about his communist system?
That there's capitalism
that it's not actually real communism, that it's a dirty, you know, corrupt system, and we don't have pure communism like how we really want and so forth.
Well, I think that a pure communist and a pure capitalist are people that are probably living in fantasy worlds that we will never quite reach.
No, what I would say is this, and this seems to be the reality. If someone can prove me different, please tell me. But what seems to be the problem is not these people who are living in fantasy, but for one, no one is being straight up. We were talking to Chris earlier about the American terrorists who are terrorizing and aren't they terrorists. Well, guess what? If you're not willing to stand up and be honest, you will always have this kind of denial and be able to put your head in the ground and say it's going to go away on its own. But if you had real true communism where there was a decent human being that did it truly and honestly with integrity, the communist system would probably work. And
no, I don't think...
Can I finish, please, before...
Go ahead, please. Okay.
And if it was the capitalist system and it was decent people that had some morals and responsibility in society, like these corporations who don't, well, then the capitalist system would be very good for everyone, but it doesn't seem that way.
Well, now, hold on a second. Communism, it's impossible that you could ever reach perfect communism
because you have to work with other people.
Simply because of human nature, and human nature is selfishness. Human nature is doing what's right for oneself, and the whole basis of communism is to allegedly be selfless and to give unto those, what's the phrase, Karl Marx? To each according to his ability, from each according to his need. People will not ever do that on their own, so therefore you have to have that the elite class of rulers to impose the rules and restrictions on others, and that inevitably leads to corruption and therefore destruction of freedoms, etc. Now, capitalism, as we strive towards the marketplace, the more we get towards a free market, the better off people will become. The more selfish they are, the better, because in a marketplace situation, the only way for a selfish person to be rewarded is by helping others. The only way for someone to get satisfaction, to get what they want out of life, is to help others get what they want first. So that's what I have to say. Final thoughts, Paul.
Yeah, two things. I want to get to torture, but more importantly, depopulation. But regarding that thought, I think that we just need decent people, and yes, we shouldn't all be for ourselves, because as some of us know, we're all in this world together, and because we let ourselves be split apart, that's why we're so easily controlled. But torture and depopulation, I want to tell everyone out there that thinks the world's overpopulated, if you do, do us all a favor and kill yourself. Start with yourself first. Second of all, torture.
Oh, wow.
I think if you're going to torture people, you'll get any answer you want out of them.
Yeah, exactly right. Paul, thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. I love that. Start with yourself.
He has some zingers now, man.
Let's go to Jason, listening on WXNT in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, I just wanted to call and thank you guys for everything you're saying on the radio.
Well, thank you, Jason, for listening.
I'm pretty shocked and amazed that there's actually... a talk radio show out there that tells it kind of like it is and speaks the realities.
Well, it's about darn time, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I'm a young libertarian myself out here in Indianapolis. And
excellent.
Kind of actually losing hope with the world, but as on the last caller, it upsets me how people put so much faith in big government, whether you want to call it a communist or a capitalist or whatever system you want to call it. I've always been under the belief of human nature and greed. I mean, people in power always, you know they have power, and
right.
It shocks me, you know, how many people in the world will, you know, sit down and just not care about their responsibilities as humans, and you know,
it's
not
really
run
amazing.
Themselves.
And one thing's for sure about greed, it's dangerous as hell when a person with power is greedy. But if it's somebody who's just in the marketplace and they're greedy, the only way they can satiate their greed is by helping others, as I was pointing out before. Jason, call us again sometime. And also, I'd like to say that it's nice to call and thank us, but it's more important for you to call the station, WXNT, there in Indianapolis, and thank them. Thank the program director for putting Free Talk Live on the air. Thank you, Jason. We really appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You bring up what's on your mind. This is your show, Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Gas prices are out of control. You drive up to the pump only to find that the price per gallon is up once again. If you want to save money at the pump and get back in the driver's seat, then listen closely. There is now a way to save up to 30% or more on your fuel bill using the MPG cap. The MPG cap is a capsule that looks like a vitamin that you simply drop into your gas tank. It's organic, non-toxic, EPA approved, and can drastically reduce fuel emissions. People all across the nation are reporting improved performance as well as the money saving increases in their gas mileage by using our MPG caps. MPG caps are designed for use in all gasoline or diesel powered engines. And you can also have a lucrative home-based business by simply sharing this amazing money saving product with others. Don't wait. Call MPG Biz now at 800-526-1778. That's 800-526-1778. Or visit the webpage at mpgbiz.com. That's mpgbiz.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You'll find that everything on our website is totally free. It's pretty, once again, not only is it, are we radically different, the viewpoint that we have on the air, but we're also radically different just the way that we do the entire talk radio experience. Every other talk show out there wants to charge you $5, $6, $7 a month for exclusive membership to their website where you get access to archives and all that. We give ours away for free. The archives, the bulletin board system, everything on the site, totally on the house. And then we just simply ask that if you like what we're doing, that you help us out. For instance, you can shop with us. You can go to amazon.freetalklive.com and shop at Amazon, the world's largest internet retailer. They've got everything from camping supplies to sporting goods to baby clothes to furniture to electronics and more. All of it's there. Get all your shopping done, and it helps us. If you go through amazon.freetalklive.com, we get a percentage of your sale. The prices don't go up or anything like that.
It's or down.
The regular great Amazon prices, great shipping deals. We just get a slice for sending them the business. So you're going to do the shopping anyway. Shop with us. That way it helps us and get your shopping done. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and talk to Sean in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hello, Sean. You're on with Ian and Manwich. Mark. Hey. Sean, are you there? I think we picked up Justice's cell phone. Took a dump. Give us a call back, man. We'll come to you in hour number three. Let's try Keisho. Keisho in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, this is Kaifo in Indianapolis.
Kaifo.
Saturday night out delivering pizza.
And
I thought I'd give you guys some, just share something with you. First of all, you got to
hold on. You sound like you shouldn't be delivering pizzas. You should be spinning the hits on Mix 100.
Actually, first off, capitalism was Karl Marx's term. And I frankly prefer the free market myself.
Excellent. Me too.
Me too.
So, but it's something that's not well known is that, some research that was done by Anthony Sutton out at the Hoover Institution, part of Stanford, which is, the Hoover Institution is dedicated to the fight of communism.
Hmm, okay.
And he pointed out in his voluminous research that post-World War II, not just the Lend-Lease program and whatnot, but there was all kinds of vast quantities of machinery, machine making, machinery capital, high-end capital, that for real, I'm not sure if the economic term is low order or high order goods, the kinds of goods that you can make other goods with.
Right. Okay.
But all that stuff.
The term is capital, but nobody really understands the use of that term.
Yeah. But all the factories, et cetera, were transported to the Soviet Union. And he wanted to publish some of this stuff, but he couldn't get it published, so he published it privately. And he also wrote a book on, and that's when he was looking through that, that's how he got into research of the Skull and Bones article, because everybody that was making decisions involving the sending this material to our alleged enemy.
I'm sorry to rush you, man. You got 30 seconds to wrap this up. Go quick.
He pointed that out, that this was all being sent by the people from Skull and Bones. So the Soviet Union wouldn't have even been able to get off the ground if it hadn't been for material support.
You know, I read something. I read something that backs that up as well. Essentially, saying that it was the American, a lot of people in America, essentially sending over just oodles and oodles of taxpayer dollars and cash to prop up the Soviet Union. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it, and we love hearing from pizza drivers. So call us again sometime. It's been a while since we've heard from one. 800-259-9231. Hour three coming up. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.